We find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. We crossed over Jordan to Canaan's land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Baby, sing and they shout. Some don't understand, as you see. We're filled with a spirit doubt, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. We've heard the sweet music of heaven echoing from glory land over the sea. A soul thrilling blessing from Jesus our Lord, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan, calling, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's calling, and this is like heaven to me.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, for this sweet presence, for this time of worship standing before you. We come now to commit these offerings and tithes into your hands, asking you that you are always faithful to your word. Bless your children as they are committed to fulfill your word, O Lord. You promise that every kind of blessing will follow them, O Lord. Let you open the windows of heaven and bless them financially, materially, O Lord, and physically, O Lord. We commit these offerings into your hand. Bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister, can you come?
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I owe. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father, Father, Father. Spirit, Come now, Holy Spirit, and take control. Hold me in your loving arms and make me whole. Wipe away all doubt and fear and take my pride. Draw me to your love and keep me by your side. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Songs. Even when we had camp, somebody was singing that, sing hallelujah to the Lord. And somebody came with, such a nice song. Amen. God just brings something when it's needed. Amen. Let's sing that song. I'm pressing on the upwards way. Amen.
I am pressing on the upwards way. New heights I am every day, still praying this, I'm on the path, on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on head, one stable in a higher that I have found. Lord, plant my feet to higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay without terror. It bears this pain. Now some may dwell, that is lift me up and let me stand by faith on faith. once they believe a higher plane that I ever Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the honest high and touch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven and earth, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stay by faith on Him, one stable in a higher that I have found. Lord, plant my feet to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on Him, one stable in a higher pain that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on once more I, Lord, lift me up. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable in a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet to higher ground.
I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming forth to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me. Coming forth to carry me. Coming for to carry me home. to carry me. The rapture on the blessed home on high, when the redeemed all gathering in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great procession over all the streets of gold when the redeemed are gathering. Oh, what music, oh, what singing over the city will be wrought when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, wash like snow and free from all sin, I will shine.
In their chain, began Thank him for the week that is gone. Thank him that he has ushered you to the beginning of another week. Thank him for all that he has done. Oh, in your homes, in your working places, his protection, his mercies, his grace. Oh, give the glory to him. Bless his name this morning. He deserves every honor because we have no other name than the name Jesus Christ. We have no one but him. This morning, Lord, yes, all the glory is yours. From the deep of our hearts, Lord, we give all the honor. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us. Oh, wonderful Jesus. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. For yet another beautiful day, Lord. Oh, the breeze of life that is blowing. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Truly that you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, this morning you have given us life. And even, Father, grace that we have received to be in your presence this morning. Oh, we thank you, God. The week that is gone, we've been going up and down in our businesses, in our homes. Oh, Lord Jesus has taken your mighty hand, your protection, your mercy that endureth forever. to endure us for us, Lord. Oh, we give you the glory, Lord, this morning. We lift up your name, Lord Jesus, because there is no one but you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, that this morning, oh God, we have this privilege to be in your presence, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, there's no other better place, Lord,
Amen.
Than in your presence, Lord Jesus. And even, Father, as we come with all humility, Lord Jesus, always with our sacrifice of a broken spirit and a contrite heart, we know, Lord, you don't despise, Lord Jesus. Help us this morning, O God. Even if you have done, Lord, anything wrong, Father, we ask for forgiveness. The blood of Jesus Christ, Lord, atone for us. And let your Holy Spirit now sweep over us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Even as we turn to your word, O God. Oh, Lord, you are the author of it. We pray, the Lord Jesus. Oh, not me, oh God, not anyone, but the Holy Spirit amongst us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, doing his own work. Oh, preaching to us. And Lord Jesus, the very heart, Lord, you have already prepared, oh God, to receive.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning. We give all the glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming this morning. As you're still standing, let us just turn to the word this morning. And we shall read from John 16. Let me make sure. It looks as if I didn't write the chapter, but let me see. Oh, praise the Lord. I think it's John 12, where it says, a little while you shall see me. Yes, that's John 12. John 12, we shall read from Is it 35? Oh, my. Said, a little while you shall see me. Is it 35? Is it 12:35? No, not that scripture. John 16. John 16, eh? Yeah. John 16. God bless you. And we shall start from reading from, let's start from the 16th verse. Let's hear the word of God. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said therefore, what is this that he saith, a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do you require among yourself of that I said a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned to joy. Verse 21, and a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man has been born into the world. The last one, and ye know, therefore, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh away. Oh, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Oh, dear Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God, for your word. We pray this moment that, Lord Jesus, you bless your word, oh God, and make it a living bread, Lord, unto us. As we sit at your feet now, Lord, oh, sweep over us, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, this morning, we thank the Lord for what he has given us grace once again to be in his presence. Amen. And this morning, I have this topic, birth pains. Birth pains. Amen. And in the message book, Birth Pains, which was preached in Phoenix in 1965, the prophet said in paragraph 42, he said, this afternoon, upon a subject I want to announce as a birth pain. Now, that sounds very bad, but it's in the Bible. Amen. Birth pain, he said, it sounds very bad, but it is in the Bible. And he said, I believe that Jesus here was speaking of, he said, you will have sorrows, but your sorrow shall turn to joy. How many believe that? Amen. Said, you will have sorrow, but your sorrow will turn to joy. Speaking to his disciples here, knowing that a birth of a Christian was coming into existence. The birth of a Christian was coming to existence. And now, the old has to die in order for the new to be born. Praise the Lord. I think since last week, the church has been on some kind of a revival. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have lit kind of fire. And that fire must what? Keep on burning. And when Pastor was going, he sent a message that we should keep the fire burning. And so, Lord, and though the thing is, from last week, it has been the purpose of this church that as many that have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's all what we have targeted now. That everyone here got to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Even from the newborn child amongst us here to the oldest, we all want to see the sweeping of the Holy Spirit in everyone's life. So we will continue on in that fire. We will continue on that revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so this morning, our subject turns to that same way. Praise God. Amen. He said, to have anything that gives birth, it has to have what? It has to take pains and distress. Amen. Anything that will bring what? A birth. It has to take pains and distress. And this is to encourage as many that are desiring the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You have to go through something, and we are going to look at it this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, they certainly were going to go through the pains of distress and anguish to get from the law unto the grace. Amen. Amen. When Jesus was speaking to the disciples, when he said, You will be what? You go through sorrow. But your sorrow will turn to joy. He knew very well that, he said, Christianity was going to be what? To be born. And they were going to go through that sorrow. The world will be what? The world will be rejoicing. But you will go through that kind of sorrow, but your sorrow will turn to joy. And that was what? The law was in place at that time. And now that law is going to change to grace. Said, to get from the law onto grace. My brother, it wasn't what? It wasn't going to be easy. From the law to what? To grace. Because the law was telling them that an eye for an eye, isn't it? The tooth for a tooth. You do me, I do you, isn't it? Praise the Lord. That is the law. But now, this law, they had to move from this law to another thing. Whereby he said, even when you are what? Slapped on the cheek, turn the other cheek and give to that person again. Amen. You see the difference? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not going to be easy. Right. Before the law, you do me, I do you. The tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. But now that's the law. Now we are moving to grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the grace, it is what? When someone gives you really good one on the cheek, you have to turn the other one and give it to him. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord tells me I shouldn't kill. Yes, sir. I will not take a knife or a gun and kill my brother or kill my sister. Yes, sir. That's the law. But now I need to change from this situation to another one whereby I shouldn't even be angry with my brother. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Because I'll be what? I would be, oh, danger of what? Judgment. Amen. You see it now. That coming out from the law to what? To grace was not going to be what? Easy. That's why Jesus gave them that warning that you will go through sorrows. But your sorrow will turn to what? Will turn to joy. Amen. Amen. I believe, you see, Peter. Somebody was actually giving Peter a lot of trouble. And he heard Jesus saying that if your brother offends you, forgive him 7 times. So Peter put this thing into his mind really good. Amen. Someone was really giving Peter a lot of trouble. So now Jesus has said, when a brother does something wrong to you and comes back 7 times, forgive him. And maybe that person came 7 times. So to make sure he came back to Jesus, Jesus, you said, when someone offends you, forgive him. If it comes 7 times, forgive him. Jesus knew all what was going on. Praise the Lord. It's not 7 times, but 70 times 7 in a day. Praise the Lord. That's grace. Amen. He has to move from the law now. That's grace. 70 times 7 in a day. How possible? Praise the Lord. And so in short, you have to forgive. That's grace. That's why I said you go through sorrows, distress, but your sorrow will turn to joy. Amen. The prophet said the natural birth types the spiritual birth, and all things of natural are types of the spiritual. And he said, now notice, in a seed birth, the old seed must die before the new one can be born. The seed. The old one got to die before a new one can be born. And when a new one is born, it's born in what? In many folds. One seed got to die, but when it's bringing up new, it brings up in what? 50 folds, 100 folds. Praise the Lord. But the old had to die for the new one to come. And so he said, so therefore, death is hard. Death is hard. Anytime He said, it's painful and it's distress. He said, birth is the same because you are what? Bringing life into the world. When you are bringing life into the world, it's not easy. I know our mothers here can bear us out. When you are bringing life, praise the Lord, it's painful. Praise the Lord. So the same thing when you are bringing life, yourself, you are changing from what the situation you were in, so that your very life will portray Christ, hey, you go through some pain. Because there are many things that are so dear to you, you go to what? You go to forfeit them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said that his word was a seed. That's a seed that a sower went for to sow. He said, now notice, this word being a seed is only bringing forth a new when it dies. Can only bring a new one when it dies. And he said, and that's the reason it was so hard for the Pharisees to understand the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they got to leave the law and take up what? Grace. He said, because they were under the law. And the law was God's word. Listen here, said the law was God's word in a seed form. Amen. But when the word was made flesh, praise God, it turned to grace. When the word was made flesh, it turned to grace, and so the law must be done away with. It has to die. So the prophet said here, it was so hard for the Pharisees to die to their law. Amen. So hard for them to die to their law. The Pharisees found it extremely difficult. You see. But meanwhile, one thing they missed, and that is what? To believe. Praise God. To believe. Because the word of God says all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. And so if we are seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's the question of what? Believing. Because all things will be possible to you. And when you take your own self, it can never be possible. When you remain in your own five senses, it can never be possible. That's why Jesus was telling the people, when he said it will be difficult for what? A rich man to enter into heaven. He said, it will be easier for what? A camel to go through the eye of a needle than what? A rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. And so the people who were standing around, they begin to ask, then who can be saved? And Jesus answered and said unto him, with man it is impossible, but with God it is possible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so it has to be what? Believing. If the Pharisees had believed, then it could have been what? Possible to them. Amen. So Jesus said, unless our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes, you can never enter into the kingdom of God. Because the Pharisees had their own righteousness. And their righteousness was the law. Amen. Just like what Paul, when he was Pharisee Saul, look at the way how he was holding on to this law. Praise God. Let's read something from Philip. I think that's where he talked about how he held this law. I think Philippians 3. He was holding on to this law. Amen. Reading from verse 5. Paul could say, circumcised on the eighth day, and of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, and as touching the law. Amen. A Pharisee. And then concerning zeal, persecuting the church, and touching the righteousness. Oh, yes, sir. Which is in the law, blameless. as touching the righteousness in the law, blameless. Oh, yes, sir. So look at someone like this. To divorce the law and marry grace was going to be what? It takes what? Believing. Amen. Just what? Take believing before. And so the prophet said, two laws cannot exist at the same time. Two laws can never exist at the same time. And a man can never serve two masters. Praise the Lord. The same thing when Moses, his last sermon to the children of Israel, as we read it from what? Deuteronomy 30. Moses told them, gave them two laws. That look, these are the laws. I want you to take this and live. Said, I've placed before you what? Life and death. Blessings and curses. Choose life and live. That's the law. Amen. Choose life and live. And so we see here that the prophet said it takes pain to bring forth what? Birth. It takes pain to bring forth birth. Now, he said, now let us drop over and bring in another proof. We've talking about the seed. Now let's come to another one. He said, look at what? I think one of the prettiest flower. Everybody has his own idea anyway. But I think the prettiest flower that I've nearly ever seen is back in the east. And that is what? The pond lily. Amen. Amen. The pond lily. Then the prophet asks, how many have seen pond lily? How many have seen pond lily before? Amen. Said, oh, there's just nothing like it. There's just nothing like it. He said, even Jesus himself spoke about it. He said, consider the lily, how it toils and spins. But yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like what? One of these. Amen. Amen. Lily so beautiful. It toils and spins. By itself it got to toil and spin to come true. So the prophet was saying here, Solomon's glory and his raiment were all artificial. But the lily in its beauty is life that's making it beautiful. Not some artificial smear on or paint on. Amen. The lily goes through what? Goes through mud. Goes through dirty waters. Struggle. But one thing is that he's looking towards something. While he's there, he sees the rays of the sun. And all direction is towards that light. Amen. Amen. That's the way. My youth, my brothers, my sisters that are seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there is only one thing you got to focus on. That's the light. The word of God. Amen. Any other thing will distract your attention. The lily goes through this toil and spin through all these deaths. And then the prophet said, when it comes out, amen, then it bursts up and shows its beauty. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. So the prophet was saying that Solomon's glory and his raiment were all what? Artificial. But the lily, its beauty is life that's making it beautiful. Amen. The life it goes through that makes him beautiful. And he talked a little about our women here. He says, just like our women, I don't think you have to have all these green, the eye whiskers and all like that, the manicures, the stuff to mix up, and all your on your face make you pretty. No. He said, If you add a little, rather, if you add a little Acts 2:4 and mix it up together with a little John 3:16, it will beat anything that Max Factor ever did to try to fix. Amen.
Amen.
He said, your husband will love you more. Amen. My dear sisters, said your husband will love you more when your beauty is through what? True life. Not the artificial way. But true life portraying that beauty. He said your husband will love you more. He said everyone else will. And even I'm sure God will. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. When the beauty is coming, it takes what? It takes the inside to bring out that beauty. The beauty shows that something has taken place on the inside. Amen. And my brother, my sisters especially, if you want, and my brothers also, take Acts 2:38. And mix it with our what? 2 Peter 1:10. Let's turn to that scriptures. Amen. Take Acts 2:38. You know the scripture already? Amen. Repent. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so, if you want real beauty, amen. Take Acts 2:38 and then mix it with what? 2 Peter 1:10. Praise the Lord. Let's see that scripture also. 2 Peter 1:10. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fail.
Amen.
Now when you repent and you give diligence to your calling and election, you make it sure. Amen.
Amen.
It will give you a result. And that result is verse 11. Give us verse 11. Oh, yes, sir. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mixing what? Acts 2:38 and 2 Peter 1:10. It will bring you to this place.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. So the prophet came back to the lily again. He said, Lily, he said, consider how it grows and toils. Praise the Lord. He said, it has to bring itself up. This little pond lily is stepping into ourselves. Look where it comes through. Through dirt, muck, mud, muddy waters, dirty waters. It prays its way through all that. Said, this little germ of life working itself from the bottom of the pond where the frogs and all things are at and then brings itself up through all that. See, that is what the text we read, going through distress, going through pains. But when it gets in the presence of the sun, that's botanical, S-U-N, sun. But spiritual, when it comes to the presence of S-O-N, it's born again. That little seed bursts open into what? Into life. The prophet continued to say, it cannot do that until it goes through all that process. And so there is a process. Amen. Each and every one seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there is a process that you need to go through. You don't simply just receive it. There is a process. It got to come through that. That's what the prophet is saying. It got to come through that process. That's what make it. Because that sun itself is what is drawing it. Amen. While the seed of the lily is under that mud, he said something is drawing it up. And it is what? The sun, the sun is drawing it up. The same also. We must give ourselves that something got to draw you up. And that is the S-O-N. Praise the Lord. The lily is got to be the S-U-N that draws it up. And when it gets fully above all the dirty waters and the mocks and so forth, then it's so happy. And it just gives its life out freely. Amen. Amen. When you go through that process, looking unto no one but Christ Jesus, the word, the message, that is what you got to look to, because that is what is going to draw you wherever you are, whatever mud you are in, whatever situation you are in. The S-O-N is the one that is going to draw you up. Amen. 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 Draws you up through all. You have to go through that process. And when you have come above the waters, something happens to you. You give your life freely. Amen. You are ready to serve in every situation. No one tells you. Amen. Something already is in you. That is what working you to give all that you have freely. Serving the Lord. Amen. You always place what? God first, because you've gone through that process. All that drew you out from that mud, that situation you found yourself. Now you've come to his presence. How can you go back to the mud again? No, sir. Amen. Said, when it gets fully above all the dirty waters, the mucks and so forth, then he's so happy. It just gives it its life out freely. And it's a beautiful life. Amen. Amen. The life it gives is what? A beautiful life. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Brethren, this is the situation where we is a proof that you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you give your life freely. Amen. To the service of God. A beautiful life. Amen. Amen. Ready to serve in every situation. Oh, yes, sir. When it comes to days that you need to come to the place, to the house of God, your parents don't need to what? To beg you. Already there is something in you. The church bells are already there. They are ringing. You are even trying to put pressure on your parents. Say, Daddy, we are getting late. Mommy, we are getting late. Amen. Amen. Not your daddy, mommy coming around, waking you up. And it has to come the second time, the third time. No, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us what? Give everything that is within us. Amen. To his service. Amen. A beautiful life. The prophet said, it's a beautiful life when it gets in the presence of that which is drawing it up. When you have come to his presence, you portray that beauty, that beautiful what? Life that is in you. Amen. My youth and my brethren, what are you watching? Are you watching the S-O-N? Or you are watching something else? There are many things to watch. Brethren, there are many, many things. Look, this internet and all this kind of what, Facebook and other things, they are spirits. Right. Amen. When you get in there, it will take your time. Amen. To get yourself off, it has already taken your time. Amen. Rather, let us look at what? This one.
Amen.
Amen. Let this is the one that we got to turn to and look into and spend all our time with it. We want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then we got to go through that process. Amen. You got to go through it. You got to deny yourself. I think that's a beautiful type of a Christian life. That's what the prophet is saying. I think that's a beautiful type of what the Christian life, when something is drawing you out of the world. Amen. Until one day you are born right into his presence by the Holy Spirit. Then he said, how beautiful. Amen. Let's take notice of it. Everyone must receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in this house. Everyone. Praise God. That will throw us into what? Into every service for him. Everything of us is what? Is for him. No more your own. But you turn to him in every situation you are there. Oh, no one tells you. Because something is in you already doing that work. Not you anymore. But Christ himself doing his own work in you. Through you. Amen.
Amen.
So watch what actually draws your attention. What actually draws your time. Turn away from it now.
Amen.
And come back what? To the right process. Which will really bring you what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost in your life. We want to keep the fire burning. Amen. Until everyone in this house receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
He said, they found no better way. Now let's look at what? Another process. We are looking at another process. And that process is like what? A baby. Let's look at our youngest brother now. Eli. Amen. Now, let's listen to what the prophet said here. Very interesting. That they found, now people are trying to find a way how to what? How to bring up babies, eh? Especially when a baby wants something. Is that a baby to get what he wants? Besides God's way, there's no other way. Amen. If a baby wants something, what God has laid, there is no other way to it.
Amen.
And we are all his children. And if we want something, there is what? A process. There is a way that there is no other one again.
Amen.
He said, look at the baby now. Now, when the little baby is born, you could not set a bell down here beside his little crib. You see? And then you tell him, my little son, I am a theologian in the way. Eh? I've read books on how to raise a baby. And I tell you, you are a modern child. You were born in a modern home by a modern parents. When you are hungry or you need mother, or I, just ring the bell and it will work. Just ring the bell and we will hear. Praise the Lord. You tell the baby that way. The prophet said, it will never work.
Amen.
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 Because he has his own way that he has already laid. Then you put a bell by Eli. That Eli, when you are hungry, just bring it and mommy will come. It won't work. Yes, sir. Is that the only way that it can get what it wants is to cry for it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. The only way that the baby wants something from the papa or mama is what? Is to cry.
Amen.
That's the way God provided for that little baby. And that's God's way. No other way can work. Amen. And that's the way that we get what we want, is cry for it. Cry out. Yes, sir. Amen. You want something from him. He said, cry out. Oh, that day, at the backside of the desert, he told Moses something. He said, the cries of my children had come to my ears. And I have what? Come down. Amen. To deliver them. Praise the Lord. And so it is the cry, that's God's way that he has provided, that if we need anything, we cry unto him. Amen. The bell you put behind the baby will just what? Will get hungry and hungry and hungry. Nothing will come from the daddy. Praise the Lord. So the only way it can get what it wants is to cry for it. And that's God's way. And so if we also want anything, it is what? For us to cry out. The prophet said, don't be ashamed. See? Many a time, when it comes to praying, you don't see some of us even trying to what? Make any effort to what? To pray. The prophet said, don't be ashamed. Amen. Amen. Just tell him, he said, Lord, I am hungering for you. Praise the Lord. If you don't have anything to say, praise the Lord, I'm hungering for you. I'm hungering for you. I want to see you. Come into my life. Praise God. Cry unto him. He said, you shouldn't care about what the deacons or the pastor or whatever is around. Scream out anyhow. Hallelujah. Amen. See? We parents, we know. God also knows. If you know, God also knows it. More than you. We parents, we know the cry of our children. We know the ones that are what? Fake. And the ones that are true. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't it?
Amen.
See someone? He's just making noise. And so the parents what will ignore him or her because they know that he's just faking the cry.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But there is a cry. The parents can recognize that, yes, this is a genuine cry. Something is happening to the baby. I have to what? Immediately come to his aid or her aid. Praise the Lord. God knows it, the way how we cry. He knows it.
Amen.
Some of our cry is not from here. From the intellectual cry.
Amen.
Oh, brethren, let the cry come from here. It's just because, let us pray, just also open your mouth and begin to say anything. No, sir. It's just like a baby. Parents know, isn't it?
That's right.
Don't mind him. Don't mind her. And that cry is a very short one. Then it ends. Praise the Lord. Those fake cries is just very short. Then it ends. Then you see, if you see that you didn't pay any attention, then he stops and then he carries on with whatever he's doing. Amen. Brethren, let us what cry from our heart because he sees all what is going on. Amen. So, that's another process. Your cry must be a genuine cry right from your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Then the prophet came back to another point. And that point is to get rotten completely. Amen.
Amen.
Said, yes, you had to die, but that death, you must be rotten. Amen.
Amen.
That will prove that what? You are completely dead. When we are rotten completely. Oh, yes, sir. He said, we know the old seed. Before the new seed can come out, the old seed must rot absolutely. Amen. Amen. Not die only, but rot after it's dead. Then before you see what? The new life. The new, oh yes sir, shooting out. So that's the same thing in the new birth. We never go back, but we go forward when you are born again. The prophet said, when you are born again, you never go back. You always go forward. Oh, just like what Apostle Paul said. Always said there is a mark there. And that mark is my goal. And I press on towards that mark. All other things, they are behind. And I count them as what? Dung. I look forward. My brethren, we got to put a mark there and focus on it and make sure we reach that mark. Amen. And what are you going to put there? What are you going to put there? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Put him before you. And let every focus be on him. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second. Amen. Not turning to the left nor to the right, as it was told Joshua. But meditating upon him day and night. That's one of the processes you got to take through to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Put that mark there. And you will walk like him. You will talk like him. You will act like him. You know that day, I said it the other time, when Jesus was in the boat, Jesus was walking on the sea, and the disciples saw him. You know, Peter always wants to try every spirit. Amen. He said, then, Lord, if it's you, then ask me to come. He said, come. Amen. Peter also walking on the sea like Jesus, walking like him. As long as his focus was on him, he was walking like him.
Amen.
Praise God. If we will put him for our focus, we will walk like him, talk like him, act like him. But when Peter turned his focus from him to look at other things, the circumstances around him, he started what? Sinking. Amen. Let us what? Put that mark there. That's my focus. Jesus Christ. All in all is mine. And every day, every hour, every minute, every second, even when you are in the kitchen, oh my sister, when you are slashing what? All the onions, it is always Christ in your mind.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And when even you are driving, it's always what? Christ in your mind.
Amen.
All your focus is on him. That is the process. Then he comes and stay. And it's no more you. And then you show a beautiful life.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. A beautiful life. As the prophet has said. He said, that new birth, a genuine new birth, he said, the seed had to what? Get rotten completely. Amen. It has to be rotten completely. Now he says something here about what the he said they don't want to come out. They want to stay in the old system and claim the new birth. That's the Pharisees. They don't want to come out. They want to what? Stay in the old system and still claim the new birth. He said, it can be possible. Amen. He said, under Luther, Wesley, Pentecost, all other ages, they will try to hold on to their old system and claim this message, it can be possible. That old system age must die. It must rot in order to bring forth what? A new one. They still want to cling. See, praise the Lord. Mm. No, one thing here the other day, I think it was our brother Lubanza, when he was preaching about it, he said something about that that chicken, that egg. Amen. The chick that is inside is not the mother, the mommy, the fowl, that breaks what? The egg. It is that chick that is inside. How to break? Amen. And come out. All the mother could do is what? Give warmth. Warmth. Over what? Over the eggs. Praise the Lord. So all that, my brethren, my young ones, the only thing that your pastor can do is to give you what? The warmth. Amen. The word. The message. And now it's left for you all now to kick your way out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. See? Just like the world, when they are giving their proverbs, said you can force the horse to the riverside, but you can't force it to drink. See? So all what you are receiving is what? It's warmth. Warming. Making you what? Making every atmosphere ready for you to now peck your way out. Praise the Lord. And if that little chicken will not peck his way out, he will stay in what? He will stay in the egg and what? Get perished. So as you are receiving this warmth, it's for a purpose for you. You see, it makes the egg to reach a situation, an atmosphere now around it. It makes it easier for what? For the chicken to what? To peck out. Because it has come very warm. Amen.
Amen.
If you put it in a cold place, it can never, it will die. Amen. Put an egg that has real life in. Put it in a cold place. It can never, it can't come out. Amen. And that's why you have been placed in this message where it is warmth. Because apart from this message, when you are put in any other place, it's cold. You can never come out. You will perish where you are in. Oh, praise God. You got to take the message of the hour, the message of your age, to give you the warmth that you will need to pack your way out from the situation that you find yourself. Apart from that, anywhere you put the egg, that place is so cold. Amen. There is no life there. There is no warmth there. You will perish.
Amen.
Praise God. So this message, my young brothers and my little children that you are growing up, all of you got to receive the Holy Ghost because you are receiving the warmth that you need to pack yourself out from any condition, situation of this world. To get you out, because it takes only the message of your hour.
Amen.
To do that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why the mother eaglet will set up the net? Why he does so? Why she does so? Because she doesn't want the baby eaglets to feel comfortable always. When they were hatched very young, there are a lot of feathers and they sleep in and they feel really good. But when Mama Eagle sees that now they have put up wings and they need to know how to fly, he said, he stir up what the nest. Amen.
Amen.
Blow all the feathers out. So now it's no more what soft grounds. But it's time for now, to take a flight. Praise the Lord. Brethren, the way how the world is going, it's time for each and everyone to begin now to take flight. So close than we think. Amen. Now, when you read Revelation 21:1, there is something also. Give it to us. Revelation 21, 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. Amen. Oh, for a new earth, a new heaven to come. The old earth and the old heaven had to pass away. Amen. It has to get completely rotten. No seas. Oh, praise God. Amen. So to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, everything of old must die and get rotten. It must pass away from your life. Amen. For the new to come in. For the new to come in. Amen. The prophet said the old earth and the new earth cannot exist at the same time. No, sir. You cannot serve two masters. The old earth and the new earth cannot exist at the same time. Or the new world and the old world cannot exist at the same time. They can't be two world orders together at the same time. Amen. Now, in order to get the new earth, the old one has to die. Now, if the old one has to die, then it's giving what? Birth pain for a new one now. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So if there is coming a new heaven and a new earth, then this present world that we are living in is going through what? A birth pain. Amen. Amen. It's going through birth pain now. That's the situation. It's going through what? Birth pains. Oh, yes, sir. My brother, look at all the atrocities and things that are going on. Is that the way how God created this world that it should be? That wasn't the purpose for it. What is going on now? The earth is going through birth pains. It's suffering. Oh, my. Right from what? From religion to politics to everything, morals, everything. That wasn't the purpose of God. I said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in this our day. And if God wasn't satisfied with Noah's day and has to destroy it, then this world surely is going to be destroyed also. Amen. The earth is going through what? Birth pains. The other day I was reading something about this ISIS. Oh my. My heart cut. Wickedness. The way how they treat their captives. Oh, man. You can't believe it. That they are human beings. That wasn't the purpose of God. Look at the trees. Amen. The very fig leaves that the devil gave unto Adam and Eve is still, people are wearing it. Half naked. Now it has become a competition. Who can make herself more naked than the other? Praise the Lord. That wasn't the purpose of God. Wickedness. What made God angry? What made God angry? He said, what made God angry? As Genesis 6. Genesis 6. Let's read 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Is it not happening today? The same thing is happening today. Amen. Come to verse 11. Said the earth also was corrupt before God. Corruption. Hey. Go to African politics. My country, Ghana. Corruption. Hey. Praise the Lord. Said the earth was also corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with what? Violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. And all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Amen. And this corruption is not a question of only politicians. Even you can corrupt your own self, because if it is contrary to the way how God is expecting you as an image of him, if it is not in line, you have corrupted your body.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, you can put on really good thing. Oh, yes. Look like what? A Christian. But you hear. It's corrupt. Here is corrupt. God sees all this.
Amen.
Praise God. We want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So it starts from here. Take away every corruption from here.
Amen.
And the effect will be upon the outside.
Amen.
Because he said, what is in the inside will reflect out. Amen. Let's take every corruption out. Because here, that made God angry and destroyed what? Destroyed Noah's day. And so, Mother Earth is going through what? Birth pains. And that means there is going to be a new birth,
Amen.
A new world, a new heaven, a new earth.
Amen.
She's now in that process now. That what? Birth pain. She is in that process. Look at all what is happening. And so, my brother, very soon she's going to bring forth. Amen.
Amen.
And so where would you be? So the prophet said here, now she knows that her time of deliverance is at hand. The earth knows that the time of her deliverance is what? Is at hand. That's the reason she's so nervous and frustrated. See, the whole earth is what? Nervous and frustrated. Everything is frustration. Amen. Oh, ask our sister when the time is getting very close. Oh, when the husband tries to say that, she gets angry. No, please. Amen. See, she doesn't want any kind of, even sweet words, she doesn't even hear. Amen. See, frustration. That's what is happening now. Nervous. He said, she is. It's because that there is what? Hydrogen bombs and missiles of the air and what? Could destroy the whole world. He sees all these things hanging. Amen. Now look, nations that we have United Nations. Liars. They go and meet. Oh, from U.S., from Russia, from here, from there, we meet. Then they will be just saying, they are lying to one another.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Oh, see, you warheads, you have to have 10 warheads. You eat warheads. But when they go back, all of them have 10 times what they have agreed upon.
Right.
Praise the Lord. They have 10 times what they have agreed upon. Deceiving one another. All this, Mother Earth is groaning. The time of deliverance is getting what? Closer and closer. He has to give birth to what? A new heaven and a new earth. The old will pass away. And so where are you? Are you going to pass away with the old? The only thing that will take you on to the new is to focus in on him. That process that the lily through the mud went through the waters, looking all the time on the light, the light that was what? Drawing into him, onto her. She's just what? Following that light to come up. Amen. And when he comes to his presence, he shows that beauty. Service for all the bees to come and soak what? Oh, he has what? The virtue to give up. Amen. The bees will come freely, he will give to them. Oh, yes, sir. He said she knows that her time of deliverance is at hand. Said that is why she's so nervous and red in the face. See? She's red in the face, frustrated. The earthquakes everywhere. See? And people see, and they don't know what to do. Amen. Look at all the things that are happening. The natural and the physical, natural and artificial world. Situations that are happening over the world. Earthquakes and everything. That's what the scripture says. When it is coming to the end. Earthquakes in diverse what? Ways. Praise the Lord. Isn't it?
Amen.
She's in what? In her birth pain. Amen. Said, people don't know what to do. But praise be to God, we know what to do. Amen. He said, there is no safety zone but one, and that's Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The situation now, there is no safety zone anywhere than what? Than Christ. That's the only safety zone. Because everything of this old is going to perish, is going to pass away. And the only safety zone, oh yes, sir, is Christ, my brother. My sister, it is Christ, only him. That's the safety zone. All other grounds is sinking sand. You need to stand upon that rock. Amen. And when you stand upon that rock, the rains will descend. The winds will blow. The storms will come. But as long as you are standing upon the rock, Christ, oh, you never fall. Said, there's no safety zone but one, that's Christ, the Son of God, the living God. And there's only one thing that is the safety zone, and that's him. And outside, they will perish just as certain as God said. Amen. So the world knows that her birth pain is so great. She's got to give way. There's going to be a new birth born at hand. I'm thankful for that. Prophet says, I'm thankful for that because I am tired of this one. I am tired of this old world. Let it pass away. Amen. Said, I'm glad that she has to give way now. I'm glad she has to give way. Praise the Lord. Because she's now rot. See, totally rotten. Everything, politics, systems, everything rotten. Amen. There's only one thing that can help her. And that's the coming of the Creator. That's the safety zone. Amen. So my brothers, my sisters, there are two ways. Which way are you going? Give me Matthew 17, 13 and 14. There are two ways. So which way are you going? We need the baptism of the Holy Ghost over everyone in this house. Praise God. If you earnestly seek for it, he will give it to you. Because he has promised it. And he will never fail. His promises have never failed. He said, enter ye
in the straight gate. Straight away. Oh, Matthew 7. Matthew 7, not 17. So, see, this verse, straight away, God tells you what to do. He said, enter ye at the straight gate. Amen. Enter ye at what? The straight gate. Praise the Lord. Amen. When I was in the denomination, my preacher told me that straight means straight road. Huh? It is not so. Huh? He was telling me a straight road. Look at that. Straight here doesn't mean a straight road. Praise God. I think you all understand it. You all know it. If you don't know it, let me say it. You know it? Straight. Something very what? You know the Strait of Gibraltar? Mm-hmm. Eh? Yeah. It's what? Land here, and small what? Water, dividing Spain and what? Morocco or something like that. Mm-hmm. The Strait of Gibraltar. See? That's a small part of what? Water. Amen. Where ships cannot what? Pass each other, and so it has to be controlled. One ship has to go and another one has to come. Something like that. That's what we call a straight. Straight means something that is narrow. Amen. Amen. So enter ye at the straight gate. The narrow. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Many. Oh, yes, sir. My brother, is it not true? Even when we are driving, when we get to the motorway, or when we know that no other car is coming my way, oh, that's why you just put your feet upon the distance. No car is coming your other way. Amen. So you can do overtaking even on what? On curbs. Praise the Lord. Eh? But he's leading you to death, eh?
That's right.
Leads you to what? Destruction. But when you are on a narrow road, amen, you are always careful.
That's right.
All your attention, everything is working. Eye, ears, everything.
Amen.
Because you don't see what is coming. But you know that you are on what? On a road where you have to be extremely careful. Praise God.
Amen.
You don't begin to put what? All on your what? You press the gas to what? To the flat of the dashboard. No, sir. You are always careful. You drive with care. Praise the Lord. So broad is the way that what leads to what? Destruction. Because straight is the gate. And narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it.
Amen.
Amen. The other time when our brother from Mauritius was preaching here, amen, talking about what? The plains. Amen. Hey, you go by the way of the plains. You meet your enemies there because that's the easier way for everyone. He said, go by the mountains. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what Jesus even directed what? When he said, when you see Jerusalem encompassed. Amen. Don't go by the plains, but go by what? The mountains. That's the what? The straight way. Difficult, but it leads you to what? It leads you to what? Life. So which way are you on? In the message book, Healing and What Sicknesses, Cleveland in 1950, said, your way and my way is the wrong way. Amen. God's way is always the right way, no matter how unright it seems to us. That way may seem unright, but that is what? The will of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
to seem unright, but that's what? The way of God. See? Always, that's the way of God. Yet God's ways are true and right. They are past understanding. Because you understand it. Why it should be that way. That way has to be God's way. Amen. Why should what? The king of all the world had to be born in what? BT Bethlehem. Very small village. While Jerusalem, the capital, is there. Why should he be born there? Amen. Kadesh Barnea and Shiloh and all Zion and all those cities are around. Then he's born. God have chosen this small village, Bethlehem. And even in Bethlehem, he should have even been in what? The richest man in Bethlehem's house. But look at where he was born. The ways of God. It looks what? Unright. That's how the prophet put the English. It looks what? Unright. Always that's the way. It looks unright. Why God should do that? But there is what? Where the life came from. Amen. Little Bethlehem. Praise God. You know, the prophet was saying that if you know the meaning, what actually God made Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus Christ. So because he said Bethlehem naturally was a place of what? A place of wheat. Amen. They supplied wheat to all the regions that were what? Were around. So that place was what? Naturally a place of bread. Amen. So he chose that place to be the place of what? Spiritually, the bread of life. Oh, wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. He said, all the other places, the place where the water is really pure is in Bethlehem. Amen. And that makes him what? The fountain of life. Oh, yes, sir. So God, look at the way how God made his choice. It has what? A purpose. It has what? A revelation behind it. Now, brethren, I have to jump one or two things and then we come to this place. Let's come to Laodicea because our time is getting closer. Now, she's the worst. She's in the worst stage. That's according to scripture. And she's ever been. We are in Laodicea's church age. A rich but blinded church age that don't know it, you see. There wasn't nowhere in the Bible that Christ was ever put out of the church. But in Laodicea age, the only age Christ was what? Put out. Serious. The only age also that Christ had no one little commendation. All the other ages, there was somehow some kind of what commendation, what they did. I know thy works. Amen. I know thy works to be this, that, that, that. Praise the Lord. There was some commendation for all. But when it came to Laodicea, no commendation. I know thy works. See? Thou art rich. Then you say that you are rich, but you never know that you are poor, blind, naked, wretched, and you don't know it. Amen. So Laodicea, she is the worst age. She is the rottenest she ever was. See? And he doesn't know that she is naked, miserable, blind, and poor. The prophet said, yes, sir. And her messenger is promised in Malachi 4, chapter, the fourth chapter. He promised to do it. And the message is what? Bring back the word. And bring the people back to the word. Birth is to be. Amen. She to be delivered of a new birth. According to what? Malachi 4. Amen. Malachi 4 to bring back what? A new birth. Because the church was rotten. Light almost off. Praise God. And it has to take Malachi 4 to bring the new birth
to us, which we are what? We have been a privileged people to receive this new birth. Amen. We are privileged people to have received this new birth. Brethren, that's why we got to take this message so seriously. It is our daily bread. It is our life. Everything to eat is always what? To give you life. Take it. Amen. Take it. Swallow it. It will make bitter in your what? In your stomach, but it will be sweet in your mouth. Amen. When you speak, oh, praise God. You speak with what? Oracles. Speak what? Real blessings to each another. Amen. No foul language coming out of you. Just remember all the people that were in the upper room. The prophet said the Holy Spirit just shook them so mightily that it changed their what? Earthly language onto what? Heavenly language. Your language will be what? Heavenly language. It will never be an earthly language. Praise God. All these things, let's watch ourselves and know if truly we have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, it has come to the time when the prophet wanted to pray for the people. And we are going to follow that same way how the prophet prayed for the people. Amen. He said, now he comes to call a bride. Amen. He's come to call what? A bride. Out of what? The old system. So he said, come out of it. Be separated, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean things, and God will receive you. Amen. If he said, if you are, then stand up on your feet. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. We are following the same. Let's stand on our feet. Praise God. He said, if you are, he said, listen again. He said, he's come to call a bride out of that old system. And he said, come out of it. Be separated. Saith God, touch not their unclean things. And God will receive you. And then the prophet asks, are you ready to surrender your whole life to God? Amen. Oh, did you hear amen?
Amen.
Are you ready to surrender your whole life to God?
Amen.
He said, if you are, then stand up on your feet and say, I will, by God's grace, accept it right now. Then the prophet said, pray, hallelujah, praise God. He said, you believe him? Oh, then just raise your hands and pray with me. Amen. As many that are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he said, confess your wrong. Amen. He said, it is hard to die, but die right now. Die. Come out of your own unbelief. Come out of it. This is the word of God made manifest. Just as it was when Jesus came on the earth. Is Jesus Christ again among you now? Do you believe it? Is Jesus Christ among you right now? And Jesus is coming again. That's his spirit. He's so close to the earth, so close to coming, that he's ready to receive you. He's ready to receive you.
Amen.
And if you are ready to receive him, oh, just say, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Lord God, let all the people cry out. May the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud move into the people right now.
Amen.
And sober them. Lord,
to the realization of the presence of the living and mighty God. Grant it, Lord. Receive them. I pray this prayer for each one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Fill each one with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Who doesn't have the Holy Ghost, Lord? May the revival of this campaign, this meeting, break right now into a great, powerful outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For as many that will receive. Oh, may the sick be healed, the blind see, the cripples walk. May the manifestation of the living God be brought into the presence of the people. And as it has been this afternoon, may the people receive it now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask. Oh, yes, sir. He said, raise your hands now and give him praise. And receive what you ask for. Amen. Receive what you ask for. This moment, he's ready here. He's standing here. He said, the prophet said, receive what you ask for. What has been on your heart when you came in this morning? You shouldn't go back the same. You shouldn't go back the same. He said, receive it now. Whatever is in your heart, pray, my brother. Pray and ask the Lord. This what was upon my heart. I came this morning. I don't want to go back. The prophet said, receive what you asked for. Receive it now. Oh, Pentecost is here. He said, it is an experience. Receive that experience now. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, we thank you, God. Oh, Lord, you know the cry of your people. You know what is upon their heart, Lord. You have ordained it, the Lord. We will receive it. And Father, yes, by faith, we are receiving. We have received them, Lord. By faith, Lord, everyone here, whatever has been upon our heart before we came in here, Lord, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ that we have received. Oh, yes, sir. He said, fill each one with the Holy Ghost. Now, as many that want it, by faith, it's yours to receive. It's yours to receive. Let the old system die completely. Let it get rotten. Let it get rotten. Let the old get passed away. The world is now groaning. Her time of deliverance is close. Her time of deliverance is very close. And the old world has to pass away for a new one, a new birth. Where would you be? The world is groaning. Mother Earth is now groaning. Birth pains. Birth pains. Birth pains. Be like the lily. Focus on him. Only him. Focus on him. The Lord, I have nothing to look at except you this afternoon. Lord, I've made you my focus. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, Lord, my focus is upon you. Help me, Lord. That I will not turn to the left, nor turn to the right. But that I will meditate upon you all the days. And I will dwell in your presence, Lord. Lord Jesus, the prophet said, receive. Receive what you ask for. The prophet said, receive what you ask for. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord, we believe. We believe the Lord is the Holy Spirit. And Father, we believe the Lord Jesus, our request this afternoon. Oh, it has reached you, Lord. And you have made already provisions for us, O God. We believe it, O God. We believe it, Lord Jesus. If you believe that you have received it, then now praise his name. Say, Lord, I thank you. I worship. I praise your name. I give you all the glory. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for answering my prayer. I thank you, the Lord. You have, Lord, oh, according to your word, you have given to me and I've received it, Lord. I believe, Lord. I know it's mine now. It's in my hands. I believe it, Lord. Faith knows one thing. God says so, and that settles it. And I believe it, Lord, this hour, that you have already done it for me. Because, Lord, my utterances, it doesn't come from me. It comes from the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, I know your word will never return to you void. It will establish. It will accomplish. It will come back, Lord. Oh, for testimonies to be broken in your house. I will tell it, Lord. I will tell it. I will tell it everywhere I go. That the Lord did it for me. Oh, yes. Lord, I thank you. I give you the glory. I bless your wonderful name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, as we call the musicians. Oh, to come forward at this moment. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I want to be part of that new heaven, that new earth. Oh, Lord, I want to be part of it. So everything of the old world is passed away in my life. It's passed away completely. Come in now and establish, Lord, oh, yourself. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thine, O Lord, and I heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and because I'm drawn to me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding Son. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in time. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy cross where thou and Lord, to thy prayer.
praises, one praise, God, so that we can sing one praises. One, two. Amen. Let's now praise his name now, and believing that all that we have asked this afternoon, we have received. So let's rejoice and sing one praise to his name. Amen.
Isn't he wonderful,
wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord, wonderful?
Eyes have seen,
ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord, wonderful?
Brought
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, the Lord. We are not going back the same, Lord. We thank you, the Lord, even all our requests. Father, you've met each and every one according to your riches in glory. We believe it by faith, Lord, that what we have uttered, it has never come from us. It has come from your Holy Spirit. That's in us that has given the utterances and has requested according to your will. According to your wishes for us. So that, Lord, it won't be something that we are asking to consume it upon our own lust. It's something that, Lord, we want to receive to glorify your name. For everyone to see that we have a living God that always answers our prayer. Lord, once again, we know that, Lord Jesus, as many that are still seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord, we know this day, Father, you have put them on that process, Lord. And the Lord Jesus, they will put no one but you all as their focus. Every day, every hour, every second, every minute, Lord, they will not lose focus on you. Father, quicken them, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord. Father, we pray the Lord Jesus still how to take you, to keep them, Lord, against all other distractions. Thank you. We bless you. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. How many love him?
Amen.
We thank the Lord. Praise God. We shall ask our precious brother, Wilmore, to come and close us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we want to say thank you for your grace and your mercy towards us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, when we look at the things that are happening in this world and the condition that the world is in, Lord, the condition of the people, their minds, how they have been taken over, Lord, Father, by insanity, Lord, even the very best of the people in the world, Father, when we measure it, Lord, against the word of God, we can see that insanity is ravaging, Lord, destroying humankind. But Father, you have been merciful unto us, Lord, in that, Father, when you saw the challenge of the hour, you gave us something that would withstand the wiles of the enemy. And Father, as has been preached this morning, there is nothing else that can withstand the enemy in this hour. Lord, save only for the blood of Jesus Christ. Save only for the Holy Spirit, Lord, when it has come into a man. That, Father, it would keep us in this world, Lord, safe, Lord. And that it would bring us, Lord, over beyond the river. Lord, safely into your kingdom. And we pray, Father God, thanking you so much, Father, for the burden that you have put upon your ministers, Lord, to constantly, Lord, focus our eyes upon this one mark, Lord, until every one of us has come in. We thank you, Father, because you have not forgotten us, Lord. Father, there's many other things that other people are rejoicing for today. Some are rejoicing over new cars. Some are rejoicing over new houses and lands and this and that, Father. But Lord, oh God, this has been not our portion today. It has been our portion, Lord, to hunger and thirst for righteousness, to hunger and thirst for the Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, when the world would look upon such things, they would see us as if, Lord, we have really lost our minds in the time when everybody is prospering. This and that, Lord, materially, Lord. Father, it has not been our desire to search after those things, but Lord, it has been our desire, Lord, to search in our lives to make sure, Lord, that we are in the kingdom of God. Amen. Father, for soon the hour is coming when this earth shall burn as an oven, the Bible says, when everything shall be destroyed. Oh God, there is nothing that will be left upon this earth,
Amen.
But it would all be ashes, for the judgment of God has to strike this land.
Amen.
Father, you said, Lord, even as it was in the days of Sodom, and we see those days repeating once again, Surely there has to be a judgment coming in one of these days. Amen. Yet, Lord, you have also made a way of escape. You have also Amen. Made a way thank for you. Us, Lord, yes, for you love us, O God. Yes, and we want to thank you, Father. And, Lord, we want to ask for more grace, even, Lord, that if there be any in our midst, Lord, yes. that haven't awakened, Lord, Father, to the preaching of your word, yes, that Amen. Haven't seen the lateness of the hour, mm. Lord, that, Father, you would nudge them once again this Amen. Afternoon. Amen. Lord, to push them into the kingdom. Give Amen. Us that desire, Lord Father, that we may press in with all that we have, yes. even if it means, Lord, to lose our worldly friends, Amen. Even if it means, Lord, to lose popularity in college. Amen. Yet, Father, help us to do all that is within us, yes. Father, to cry with an earnest cry Amen. Unto you, Father, Amen. Until you have turned, Lord, Father, and given us that, and fulfilled that desire, Lord, yes. of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Yes. Oh God, let there be no doubt in our hearts, yes. but that we may know beyond Amen. Knowing that you have changed our lives, Amen. That we are no more the same, that Father, we are bound for the promised land. Amen. Oh God, let no one be left behind. Yes. Father, we stand against the enemy this afternoon, Lord. Amen. Lord, even as he tries to lure our children, Father, with the things that he offers them, Father, we would not accept that. Amen. We would wait for our children. Lord, we will teach them the ways of Amen. Righteousness. Yes. We'll do all that it takes, Lord. Yes. Father God, that they may also come in, Father. Amen. At the end of the day, it's your grace, Lord. So we commit Amen. Them to your hands, every one of them. And we pray, oh God, that you help us as adults, Lord, to live our lives Amen. In such a way, Lord, that the world would be so thirsty, Amen. Wanting, Lord, oh God, to be partakers of this grace. Amen. We thank you, Father. Bless our brother Maxwell. Amen. We commit him to you, Lord, that you may restore strength and virtue unto him. Amen. Bless our brother James, Lord, Father. Lord, we pray for our brother Vladimir, Lord, Amen. Standing in the place of duty to bring worship unto your children. Amen. Bless them this afternoon, Amen. Lord. And we remember our brethren, every one of them, that Amen. Has traveled, Lord, Amen. That, Father, you be with them, that you keep them safe, Lord. Amen. May we hear, Lord, of the exploits, Father, wherever they are, Lord. Amen. May we hear when they come back of the Amen. Testimonies of the things that you would have done for them. We yes. commit this afternoon to you, Lord. Let it not be an afternoon spent in vain. But help us, Father, as we cut the onions and do this and that, to constantly meditate upon this word. Yes, we ask it in Jesus' name. Until we meet again, Father, may your grace go with us now. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, God bless you, brethren. God bless you, brethren.
A pilgrim and a stranger walking through this world. On my way to the blessed and the sinful majesty. Oh, when the saints go marching in. When the saints marching in, oh, I know I'll see my Savior if my life is free from sin. Heaven's doors will open for me when the saints. The saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, when we gather round the throne, in the gate are closed within, I'll be shouting glory, glory, when the saints I am waiting for the chariots to swing low, and I'll stay in on the clouds. I'll ride to heaven when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints.